He's going to take it himself. He's going to bootleg it and score. Andrew Luck from 6 yards out. 10, 5, touchdown, Kobe Fleener.
You know, it's a long season. You prepare as hard every week.
Kicked off by Darius Butler. He's going
to
score.
We feel we have the pieces in place to make a run.
What a throw. What a catch.
We got to stick to the process.
Andrew will give it to Trent Richards. A touchdown.
We don't give up. Keep fighting all four quarters.
And the Colts are going to win the ball game.
This is the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. Live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lainey.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Colts Daily Update. It's hump day, but there's nothing at the end. There's no game. It's the bye week. The players are gone, or at least most of them are. Some are getting treatment. Some are just kind of already preparing for the Houston Texans, which is the first game after the bye. But this weekend, they won't have to dress, they won't have to get ready, and hopefully they'll feel a whole lot better on Monday than they normally do. Two things remain in the air from the game on Sunday. A great, great win with a great, great crowd. And the Colts go to the bye 5-2 in first place by two games. The other side of the coin, Reggie Wayne's out for the season, out for a year with an ACL tear in his leg. But as Chuck Pagano says, he'll still be involved with this team, even though he's hurt and not on the field.
He's going to be there. He'll miss, you know, he's going to have to go have something done surgically. But what I told him, whether it's on a stretcher, wheelchair, if we have to carry him in and out, he'll be there every step of the way.
Every step of the way is important because these young receivers need to hear from Reggie. They've got to fill in for him. They've got to do the job as a group to fill in for what Reggie does on the field. But more than that, they've got to have the advice that Reggie gives them every day at practice. And yeah, it'll be a couple of weeks or so before he's back. But when he is, I guarantee that room is going to be very, very happy. Andrew Luck, well, he knows that Reggie's presence on the team, it's going to be felt even though he's not out there on the field.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. We know his presence means a lot to us. And you know, obviously, if it conflicts with him getting healthier, then he won't be here. But, you know, we'll look forward to hopefully getting all the surgeries out of the way and him being back in the locker room and meetings with us.
This is the bye week. And as I said, some players are gone, some are here. Everybody's resting. Everybody's getting treatment, trying to get as healthy as they can for the Houston Texan game that comes up in about 10 days. And Chuck Pagano talked about how he wants the players to handle this bye week.
Yeah, just like we, you know, every day we tell them, be smart, make great choices. You know, we trust every one of those guys in that locker room. We've got great veteran leadership, you know. And so, again, it comes down to trust and it comes down to accountability. They do need some time off. Our coaches need some time off. It's a great, you know, they've all earned it. Every one of them have earned it. They've sacrificed a ton to this point, and we're only seven games in. We're sitting at 5-2, and we got so many good things going on atop the division. I just know that, you know, nobody's going to do anything to derail us or, you know, be a distraction. So it'll be you know, they've earned it. The coaches have earned it, and so everybody needs to get away and recharge.
On Sunday, Cassius Vaughn filled in beautifully. He returned three kicks, averaged nearly 30 yards a return. His long return of 32 is the longest one we've had so far this year. He filled in at cornerback when it seemed like everybody in the secondary was sitting on the bench with injuries at the end of the game and did a very good job. He's kind of a guy that you can count on, the next man up, always there. But he talked about what he's going to do on the bye week.
Man, I'll be home with my babies, family man. Nothing too much, just trying to get healthy and get ready for the next game and, you know, just relax a little bit. Been a lot of games, we had a lot of things going on, and you want to get your mind back right, take a couple of days off from football and just come back and be ready and fresh like a new start.
Corey Redding is the defensive leader along with Robert Mathis, no question about that. And he talked about the one thing that's been very, very interesting about this team over the last year and a half. They've not lost two games in a row, no matter what the circumstances were. He talked on this team always bouncing back after a tough loss.
You know, we haven't lost two in a row since we've been here. And that's a tribute to how we get back to work, you know. It's hard to win all of them in this league, you know. But we learn from our mistakes. We bounce back the following week, not make them twice. And get the win. And that's the only way to get past that loss is to go and get a win the very next week.
Corey Redding played hurt the other day, and he needs a week or so to heal up as well, just as almost everybody on the football team needs. Now, when we come back, we'll hear from a few players in the locker room who are going to tell us why the next stretch of games is so critical for this team. Back in just a moment.
Colts tickets. Need Colts tickets.
Over here, dude. Take ours.
Sweet. How much?
No charge.
100 level 50-yard line? Come on, what's the catch?
No catch. We're still eating.
When the pregame includes an affordable fresh tailgate meal from Subway restaurants with subs, chips, and drinks, fans may just stay in the parking lot. The fresh tailgate meal serves 8 for just $50. So call 1-877-360-CATER and order from the official tailgate partner of the Indianapolis Colts. Subway, eat fresh. Catering orders require 24-hour notice. Prices and participation may vary.
Every community needs them. Leaders. They're your neighbors, your Little League coaches, the first to volunteer, people you can count on. They're Indiana's union contractors, part of a team building more than just structures. They're building the future, putting people to work and creating a better life. Look for progress in the community and you'll find the union contractor. The Indiana Union Construction Industry, skilled and principled, union by choice.
Bob Lamy for Kinetico Water Systems. Kinetico is the perfect fit for the Colts complex. Now it's the perfect fit for my family and my home. Nothing is more effective and efficient than Kinetico non-electric softening and drinking water systems. Stay hydrated like the Colts do with a Kinetico system and have great water right at your fingertips. Kinetico offers a complete line of water treatment systems to handle Indy's toughest water problems and conditions. Visit KineticoIndy.com to see current specials. Kinetico, the official water treatment provider of the Colts. Tell them Bob Lamy sent you.
The Indiana American Legion is the largest veterans organization in the Hoosier State. We support our fellow veterans and their families during and after their military service. We provide a helping hand. We're their voice when they feel no one is there to help them. We have always been there to ensure they receive the help and benefits they deserve. We're there now because we've been there before. Contact the Indiana American Legion online at indianalegion.org or call 317-630-1300. Find out how you can join us as we continue to serve America.
Forrest Lucas here for more restoration. Disasters happen. Take it from me, experiencing a huge flood in our Carmel estate wasn't easy, but the experts at Moore Restoration came to our rescue. I'm an easygoing guy who believes in locally owned businesses that are community involved and protect their grassroots, like we do at Lucas Oil, and Moore Restoration is exactly that. They worked with the Colts for years, and here at Lucas Oil, we worked with the best in racing. I tell you this, the best in restoration is Moore Restoration. Mark my words on that.
Welcome to the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 at 1070 The Fan. Now, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy, live from the Taco Bell studio.
Welcome back to the show. You know, we're not quite halfway through the season. That halfway point will be met on November 3rd when the Colts visit the Houston Texans in that primetime game. That's the week after the bye. The Colts are 5-2. Surprisingly, Houston's only 2-5. Which makes that game much more important for Houston, although the Colts could put them to sleep with a victory, or at least they could take another step toward that. They're also in first place in the division. They're 5-2. But there's a lot of football left. Nothing is wrapped up yet. But Anthony Costanzo is feeling pretty good about being 5-2 right now.
Never want to lose a game, so we'd obviously like to be 7-0, but 5-2, we're sitting in a good spot right now. You know, you said a hard schedule. Every schedule in the NFL is a hard schedule. You know, every week's a grind, and you really got to work to get those wins. So we're just going to keep doing that.
Jarrell Freeman knows that what Anthony just said is 100% true. Every game is tough. Every team is tough. I don't care what the record is. And Jarrell talked about the stretch ahead of the Colts after the bye week.
It's pretty critical. I mean, our first goal is to win, you know, the AFC South. So the first step is when we first come back, and it's definitely important to us. Enjoy the bye week, but at the same time, you know, we gotta prepare.
How about Jarrell Freeman? He suffers a laceration, had stitches in the San Diego game, a concussion, came back, played Sunday, led the club with 12 tackles. He leads the team with tackles right now. He's got 3.5 sacks, lost in the shuffle of Robert Mathis, who now leads the league with 11.5. Matt Hasselbeck, he is the backup quarterback to Andrew Luck, but he's much, much more than that. He is a senior member of this football team who does a lot to help Andrew over humps, help other people over humps. He knows this game inside and out. And we asked him what it was like watching Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck do battle the other day.
Well, it was just a great atmosphere. We were pretty focused on Denver's defense all week in preparation, but coming out and just, I thought it was just a classy moment where our fans, you know, showed some respect to Peyton and all that, you know, he's done here. And it just was a great atmosphere for a football game. The roof was open, the window was open. It was, you know, a lot of blue out there, a little bit of orange, but all in all, I just think it was kind of a dream come true to just, you know, run out of the tunnel in that kind of an atmosphere. It was just, it was really cool to be there.
It's certainly cool to be Matt Hasselbeck. What he's accomplished in this league is noteworthy as well. Pat McAfee, yeah, you saw the big hit. That was outstanding. It brought the crowd back into the football game if they were ever out of it. But what he did punting the football after that hit, 9 punts overall. He averaged 48.9. 47.6 was the net average. 6 inside the 20, a franchise record. And as Pat says, that's his game. To control field position.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason why I'm here is to control field position. I kick off and punt. That's really my job. After the San Diego performance I put on, I was very upset. Came in here last week, worked my ass off, and our coverage teams did the same. They never lost faith in me, and I never lost faith in them. And that's what we're here for.
Pat McAfee. You know, he's now got over 100 kicks inside the 20 out of his 320 punts in his career. That's a pretty good average. Tom McMahon is the head of the special teams group, and his is the trickle-down effect. Whoever is not hurt is going to play special teams. Talked about how the injuries last week affected that unit.
We had a lot of changes on our units. You know, that punt unit was a different unit on 6 consecutive reps, and so it's just one of those things where they stepped in and nobody got the big eyes. You know, they went out and they played positions they've never played, and versus probably, you know, one of the best rush units in this league. And so we were happy that they stepped in there, and it happened on every unit. You know, kickoff cover, Donald Brown ended up playing the safety position. He's never played that. And so it's just everybody stepped in. You know, we're, the hands team, we had, believe it or not, we had 3 reps where we put the hands team out there, and we had 3 different lineups, you know, with that. So guys stepped in, did a great job, and it was a great team win.
That's Tom McMahon, special teams coordinator. And that's it for tonight's Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
St. Elmo's Steakhouse hasn't changed much since opening in 1902, but the recent addition of the 1933 lounge on the second story provides a whole new atmosphere to enjoy filet sliders, craft cocktails, while relaxing in comfortable lounge furniture next to an antique fireplace. And for those on the north side, our new Herring and Izzy's on 82nd near Dean provides you another location to enjoy a fiery shrimp cocktail. And if 4 locations aren't enough, now you can take the heat home with you by purchasing a bottle of St. Elmo cocktail sauce at St. Elmo's or any Herring and Izzy's location.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Crown Royal presents Becoming a King.
Hi, I'm a Hall of Fame athlete. I've always loved basketball, but it didn't always love me back. When I first started, I could rebound and run, but shooting and passing with accuracy were a mystery. But commitment grew, and I got a little taller, too. In the end, I created a whole other game above the rim. I'm Dr. J, and here's to a career of greatness. Crown Royal, reign on.
Crown Royal, blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2013, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
We are Colt Strong. As the official LASIK provider of the Colts, 2020 Institute wants you to see every play, every victory without glasses or contacts. Choose our LASIK assurance plan before October 25th and save $500. Special financing is also available. For details, visit 2020indy.com or call 317-2020-NOW. LASIK has risks. Discuss them with a doctor before having any procedure. 2020 Institute, where you'll see 2020 after LASIK or it's free.
When you need professionalism, efficiency, and productivity in a mechanical contractor, you need a member of Mechanical Contractors Association of Indiana. Working with plumbers and steam fitters Local 440 and their highly trained piping professionals, MCA Mechanical Contractors promise you greater productivity on the job site, and that's a promise with proof. In 865 jobs, independent project analysts found union jobs to be 17% more productive. 17% more for your money. Visit UALocal440.org or MCAI.com for more info.